local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At the latest numbers in the coronavirus battle for the nation and for our state and for our local counties. We'll get to those in just a second. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, still seeing no delays. State troopers and Mobile Police Department are clear. We've got a great ride across the Bayway in the Causeway. Light traffic, beautiful sunrise, and no delays from Daphne, Spanish Ford. Again, a good ride along I-10, Malvis to Loxley. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bernito Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they may be able to help with Lotus CBD products like their tinctures, vapables, flower, and more. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At this point, I think even though there's a lot of places in Florida that have very low infection rates, it makes sense to make this move now.
And Florida now has joined a list of states imposing sweeping stay-at-home orders. Everyone is being told to limit their movements, and Governor Ron DeSantis issuing an executive order yesterday directing seniors and people with underlying medical conditions to stay home. And that's how we get started this hour on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Not just Florida, but across the line over to our west. Tate Reeves, governor of Mississippi, signed a new executive order establishing a statewide shelter in place for Mississippi to slow the spread of COVID-19 and protect the health of all who call the Magnolia State home. Mississippi is rapidly increasing testing and strictly enforcing quarantines for anyone that investigators believe has been exposed to the virus. The shelter in place will begin on Friday at 5 and be effective until Monday, April 20th at 8 a.m. So there's Florida, there's Mississippi. We already have seen that in Louisiana. Tennessee, there's been a push for it, but still not imposed shelter at home. And the question, of course, is will this come to Alabama?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yesterday, and it seems like every day, the president was asked and has been asked whether there will be some sort of nationwide shelter-in-place order. And he keeps saying, you know, that's not on the table at the moment. But right now, with 90% of states or 90% of America doing it on their own, then I'm not sure there needs to be a national directive.
Right, the president leaving it up to the states, and the states mostly are moving towards some sort of shelter in place. You said it, 90%, new stat this morning, 90% of Americans are under some sort of shelter in place or limited movement order. It may vary a little bit from state to state. And the warnings are out here in Alabama, but we have, while we've closed businesses out there and sectors, we have not had a full shelter in place for the state of Alabama. A lot of people asking that question, will that be something forthcoming? As we look at the numbers here, as we get started this morning, pushing almost a million cases of coronavirus on the globe.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're sitting. United States, as of this morning, 215,357 total cases of COVID-19.
Right, and there's been 5,113 reported deaths to this point, and New York right now still the hardest hit state of any state. They've got 83,901 cases, 2,219 total deaths in New York alone. For our state, the number is now up to 1,106 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The ADPH says there's been 7,774 people tested. 17 have died from COVID-19. There have been 28 reported deaths, but the ADPH is investigating each death individually to determine whether it was a true result from the coronavirus. And we've been seeing fewer and fewer counties, or more and more counties have confirmed cases.
Right.
Because as of just a couple
fewer
days
with
ago.
Unreported, that have not reported.
Yeah, fewer with unreported. And yesterday we were talking about Clark County, Perry County, and I think it was Conecuh County that had yet to have any confirmed cases. Well, now Clark and Conecuh County have gotten their first confirmed cases of COVID-19. That leaves only five counties in the entire state that are yet to have a confirmed case of COVID-19. Perry County, and then you look in southeast Alabama, Coffee, Geneva, Barber, and Henry, all yet to have a confirmed case. As far as our individual counties, Mobile right now up to 57 cases of COVID-19, 23 in Baldwin County, 3 in Washington County, 2 in Clark County, 1 in Escambia, 3 in Monroe, 3 in Choctaw, and 3 in Wilcox, and that's where the numbers stand right now.
So Mobile County Health Department broke it down by zip code as well. Do you have those numbers up in front of you?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull those up.
While you do, I want to talk about a nuance to this. So there's going to be two zip codes, Dalton's zip code and my zip code, both listed.
Actually, I made a boo-boo yesterday. It's what? Not my zip code. I don't know where my head was, but so far my zip code has not been counted.
Okay. The nuance, so my zip code and another have been listed as having the most cases in Mobile County. Now, what I find odd here is, while they can report some general demographic information on the people that have contracted COVID-19, they can't report the numbers from any zip code that has less than 20,000 people.
Yeah, they said it would be a HIPAA violation.
I don't get that. I guess they'd say if it's a small enough sample, you can assume that every other person has. I don't know. But you have to have a zip code with more than 20,000 people for the Mobile County Health Department to report it. And they're reporting what this morning?
Yeah, so as of yesterday, when they broke down these numbers, I need to see if they've been updated as of this morning. But they said that 8 of the confirmed cases in Mobile County have come from the 36608 zip code. 13 have come from the 36695 zip code. And then right now, 31 cases unknown what zip code they come from. And they also broke down some of the other stats here. Of the cases that were reported yesterday, 52 had been confirmed at that point. 12 of those 52 had been hospitalized and 2 had died from COVID-19. You look at the age breakdown, one person younger than 19 has been confirmed. From 19 to 64 years old, that's a majority of the cases right now. 37 in our county came from 19 to 64 year olds, and 14 were greater than 65 years old. And a bit of a different break from the rest of the world and country right now, that, you know, they're saying it seems that men are more likely to come down with COVID-19 than women, although the discrepancy isn't huge. But in Mobile County, as of yesterday, 28 of the confirmed COVID-19 cases were female, 23 male, and then one that they didn't report one way or the other, one unknown. So that's sort of the breakdown that we've got going right now.
All right. We'll talk more about these numbers also. Once again, to circle back, one of my worries when we had Public Safety Director James Barber in earlier in the week, I was asking, you know, getting cases in the public safety, in law enforcement or in the fire department. Well, now 9 Mobile police officers and 7 firefighters test positive for COVID-19 antibodies. That's that test that shows that you've had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're being quarantined, those firefighters, those police officers. But of course my worry is, what if it is, you know, gotten to other officers, other firefighters, and what this means for public safety? It's a question that people are asking all around the country, and I think it's a fair one. If it gets into a department somewhere and it spreads, you get everybody sick at one time. You know, what do you do?
Yeah, and Public Safety Director Barber, he said at the time that they did these antibodies testing, none of the officers were showing symptoms when they were tested. And then you had that number that you just broke down. So that just goes to show, like we've been hearing, that a lot of people, it seems, somehow contracted COVID-19 and haven't been showing any symptoms. And whether those people are able to spread coronavirus or not, that's still something that they're trying to determine, but it seems like they can. And since that test result came in for those officers and for those firemen, they have since made them do those nasal swab tests to see if they still have coronavirus. So it's possible to have coronavirus antibodies in your blood, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you currently have the virus.
That you're sick right now. Well, but one of the problems we're hearing as of, they've talked about it a while, but Dr. Fauci talked about it yesterday and said you can be asymptomatic or non-symptomatic. There's some variance there. But basically, you don't feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be spreading the contagion of COVID-19. So this is something to watch.
And that's another reason they're talking about maybe asking Americans to wear masks, even if you're not feeling sick, while you're out in public.
The president said like a scarf or a bed. One thing, just a side note, y'all, just regular folk stuff. I worry about wearing the true bandito mask. You know, like if you're, when it's real dry and we're plowing fields and all that stuff, we wear something to keep the dirt from getting in our lungs. You walk in a store with that. Just walk in and say, hey, here's my face. I'm not coming in to hurt anybody, but I got to wear this thing.
Yeah.
The bandito mask might be a little scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's already a frightening time to be working in one of those stores. And if you have a lot of people coming in wearing masks, I imagine that just raises your anxiety a little bit more.
All right. And President Trump talking about what the next 2 weeks are going to be like. He did this at Wednesday's White House coronavirus briefing.
We're going to have a couple of weeks starting pretty much now, but especially a few days from now, that are going to be horrific. But even in the most challenging of times, Americans do not despair. We do not give in to fear. We pull together. We persevere.
All right, it's your patriotic duty, the president says, to stay home and stay socially distant. Also, on the offshore side of this story, U.S. Coast Guard has directed cruise ships to prepare to treat any sick passengers and crew on board while being sequestered indefinitely offshore during the coronavirus pandemic. Think about this now. People out on ships still. New rules outlined in a memo are required for ships in the district that covers Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Puerto Rico. They also come with a stiff warning. Any foreign flagged vessels that loiter beyond U.S. territorial seas should first try to medically evacuate the very sick to the countries to where they are registered. You know, most are flying foreign flags on those ships for a lot of reasons out there. Coast Guard says shoreside facilities are stressed and patients may be more comfortable being treated on board. 717 News is next.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 70% of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Mobile County are in people younger than 65. This number comes from data released by the Mobile County Health Department on Wednesday. We also learned one quarter of the confirmed cases in the county are in the 36695 zip code, which is West Mobile. 16 first responders have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies in Mobile. Public Safety Director James Barber announced Wednesday 9 Mobile police officers and 7 firefighters tested positive. Those confirmations come from blood testing kits recently acquired by the city. The tests detect the presence of antibodies produced in response to a COVID-19 infection. Part of Highway 59 in Baldwin County will soon be getting an upgrade. The Alabama Department of Transportation will begin resurfacing over 5 miles of the highway from East 29th Avenue to County Road 12 in Foley. Work is expected to start April 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, I reported that former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa had been fully cleared for competition after he suffered a broken and dislocated hip in mid-November. Well, yesterday, Tua went on SportsCenter on ESPN to confirm that he is feeling 100%.
I feel as normal as can be. I feel like if if I had to go out there and perform same way I did my sophomore year and my junior year, being 100% healthy, I mean, I feel like I'd be able to go out there and do that.
Tagovailoa recently released several clips of him practicing on his social media page. Because of the restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic, Tagovailoa has been unable to meet with NFL teams face-to-face, but he has been able to meet with teams virtually.
It's awesome that I have this opportunity, though, in front of me, being able to talk to all these teams, having these teams show interest in me. But then you just never know where the cards could turn out.
Tua is expected to be a top pick in this month's NFL draft, but his recovery from the hip injury may make some teams stay away. The draft is scheduled to begin on April 23rd. The New Orleans Saints organization will reportedly conduct their part of the draft from a brewery. ESPN reports that the Saints have set up their team headquarters in the new Dixie Brewing Company facility in New Orleans East. The brewery is owned by team owner Gail Benson and is currently closed to the public. Saints coach Sean Payton said the team is prepared to stay at the brewery through the draft on April 23rd through 25th if needed. He said that staff members are following all CDC guidelines with only about 6 to 7 people on site and spread out from one another in a big boardroom. In tennis, the All England Club officially announced yesterday that the 2020 Wimbledon tournament, which was scheduled for June 29th through July 12th, has now been canceled. The only other times that Wimbledon's been canceled was during World War I and World War II. In golf, the 2020 British Open will be canceled because of the pandemic. The Open Championship was scheduled to be played at Royal St. George's in July. The Masters, which was scheduled for next week, and the PGA Championship, which has been scheduled for next month, have both announced postponements, but no future dates. Wimbledon and the Open Championship join a host of other events that have either been postponed or canceled. The 2020 Olympics in Tokyo and the Kentucky Derby were among the biggest events that have been postponed. The NCAA canceled all winter and spring championships, including the men's and women's basketball tournaments, while the NBA, NHL, MLB, and Major League Soccer all suspended their seasons. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you invest in hedge funds, take note. The new tax law has done away with some deductions, among them the fees that you pay to investment managers. Those fees are usually mandatory, so that means wealthy investors will have to eat every penny of those expenses, even if the fund investments lose money. Some hedge funds have struggled with bad returns or losses in recent years. The tax change is likely to make them even less attractive. It could also put more pressure on poor-performing hedge funds to lower some of their fees. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still have light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Fairhope and Daphne from Malbus to Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. Airport and Mont Lamar from Dauphin and Spring Hill at 65. No delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. Call them at 450-1000. They can deliver, even schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles from the dealership. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Okay, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast, and he's moved the rain out of the weekend, and it's looking good. No rain, actually, I think, till Sunday. He'll give us the details coming up in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. It's not surprising if you have two or three high-interest credit cards in your wallet right now. Well, why not pay them off with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream? Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment, get a low fixed interest rate, and free up more money in your monthly budget. And say goodbye to credit card bills and take even more control of your money with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans. They got rates as starting as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, and there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Got this email from the website here for Lightstream. Said, heard the commercial, checked into a consolidation loan, and just a few hours later, had my approval, and the funds were already transferred. Awesome. Hey, y'all can check out exactly what they're talking about when you go to the website, lightstream.com. Apply for that special interest rate discount. Save even more. But the only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. I want to read a couple texts. Well, I want to read this one text in particular that came in because it reminds me of a couple things. Number one, thank you to the truckers out there. Y'all, and by the way, in general, y'all's texts are appreciated. Your kind words. Listen, we're doing this because we care about the community. This is our community. This is what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the local information when it comes to the fight against COVID-19. Also, what we can do to protect our economy during this and how we can benefit small businesses in our area and get people back to work. That's our mission. And so thank you for texting us about that. But we're going to do it. We appreciate that y'all are picking up on it, that you getting something from our programming, getting some value from that. Thank you very much. But this texter, after had a bunch of nice things to say, he said, I'm a trucker and I travel Louisiana every day, and to see the difference out here with stay-at-home orders, people taking this global pandemic like a vacation, It's crazy. Stay well. Well, you stay well too, because the truckers are what is key to getting those supplies to the stores we're allowed to go to still. They're so important for people, food or, yes, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and all those things. So I say thank you to a trucker today. And speaking of which, coming up very soon on the show, the head of the Alabama Truckers Commission for the state of Alabama is going to join me on Midday Mobile. We're going to talk more about truckers in Alabama. That's coming up in the next few days on the show. All right, 729 News is next, and then Dr. Bill.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 70% of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Mobile County are in people younger than 65. This number comes from data released by the Mobile County Health Department on Wednesday. We also learned one quarter of the confirmed cases in the county are in the 36695 zip code, which is West Mobile. 16 first responders have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies in Mobile. Public Safety Director James Barber announced Wednesday 9 Mobile police officers and 7 firefighters tested positive. Those confirmations come from blood testing kits recently acquired by the city. The tests detect the presence of antibodies produced in response to a COVID-19 infection. Part of Highway 59 in Baldwin County will soon be getting an upgrade. The Alabama Department of Transportation will begin resurfacing over 5 miles of the highway from East 29th Avenue to County Road 12 in Foley. Work is expected to start April 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. I'm John Trout. Major global stock markets and U.S. futures are higher, the Dow up 2% in pre-market trading. Economists expect the next batch of U.S. jobless claims out today to blow past last week's total of nearly 3.3 million initial claims. An unusual twist out of California in the nation's efforts to save coronavirus victims.
The USNS Mercy is docked at the Port of L.A. to help ease the pressure on hospitals amid the growing coronavirus pandemic. Now, federal officials say Wednesday, 44-year-old Eduardo Moreno, an engineer for a train serving the port, allegedly intentionally derailed the train, aiming it straight for the Mercy in an effort to sink it. It grinded to a halt off the tracks, however, about 250 yards from the ship. Officials say Moreno believes the ship is part of some plot about the virus or government takeover.
There's correspondent Jim Roop reporting from Los Angeles. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The coronavirus, led by stay-at-home regulations, has brought vehicle sales to a grinding halt in many areas of the country. And the worst is yet to come. Any sales gains achieved in January or February by automakers were essentially erased last month as sales fell off a cliff, as some states banned dealers from even conducting online sales. And the orders are expected to continue taking their toll on the auto industry going forward. J.D. Power says what was expected to be a down, yet still robust sales year of about 16.5 to 17 million vehicles could return to near recession levels of 12 to 14 million. The Wall Street Journal says lenders for AMC Entertainment have hired restructuring lawyers after the world's largest movie theater chain shut down its cinemas. AMC says last month it was closing all theaters, more than 1,000 around the world, for up to 12 weeks, but the closure is likely to last longer. Crude oil up $2.09 at $22.40 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
What a beautiful day it was yesterday, and looking good already this morning.
Yeah, I mean, with the temperatures yesterday at 75 degrees, that was exactly normal for this time of the year. With plenty of sunshine, really a beautiful day, low humidity. And we had another nice one today, a little bit warmer, about 78 for this afternoon, but we should have plenty of sunshine. Now, tonight, we may see some clouds move in. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer tonight. Looks like about 58 daybreak. And then tomorrow, sunshine is back, and mostly sunny, and about 80 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. That sets us up for the weekend. And it's really not bad. On Saturday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, high in the low 80s. And then Sunday, there's just a slight chance of a shower, and we'll see temperatures in the low 80s. So a nice warm weekend, not crystal clear, but at least just only a slight chance of a shower on Sunday.
All right, so we can get out and continue the massive yard work that everybody is doing with their quarantine. They're quarantined to working in the yard, and a lot of that getting done. All right, Dr. Bill, I also want to talk about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac that you have. If somebody, you know, we talk always about stopping by different locations to pick this up, but for a lot of folks, that's not realistic right now, so they can go online as well.
Yeah, they can, and the site is MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. That's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com, and you can have access to the entire edition of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and if you do get outside to try to pick up a copy, you'll find them at West Marine here at Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and also Hancock Whitney Banks on the Eastern Shore and also here in Mobile. And if you're over on the Eastern Shore, the Old Time Garden Supply, or possibly you get over to Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
53 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Yeah, yesterday, beautiful. Today, looking to be a repeat. I like that. I like that a whole bunch. Hey, coming up, working from home, two things. They have some tips out for working from home. Mm-hmm. And a quick reminder as well, we talked to Dr. Jim Gilkey yesterday on Midday Mobile. He's a specialist in working from home, has some pretty good tips if you're now telecommuting, setting up the home office, kind of the routine to go through if you're working from home. That podcast is one of the many that's up at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Just click the podcast tab, or you can click the COVID-19 local news tab. That story and everything else having to do with COVID-19 in South Alabama is waiting for you right there on the front page of the website.
Yeah, we've tried to book interviews and talk with people for a range of things, as many different possible industries and organizations around the state that have been affected by coronavirus. For instance, we've got your conversation up there with Matt Green yesterday about some of the legal aspects of businesses having to screen their employees or close down. We've also got, you talked with Alabama, Director of Alabama Marine Sources, Scott Bannon, about whether the boat ramps were included back when Governor Ivey shut down beach access. So we try to get information from different parts of the state to see how everyone is reacting and being affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
All right, that and a whole lot more waiting for you on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. And also, it looks like this morning should be the start of the testing going on at Ladd People's Stadium. You know, the 2,000 test kits that had come in, I guess they're starting to put those into action this morning. I know we at one point had two facilities, right? It was going to be Ladd People's and the grounds. I'm just seeing an update that Ladd People's might be the opening today. I have not heard if it'll be the grounds as well. USA medical workers are going to be given the test at Ladd, and those tests are the ones the mayor talked about coming from Synergy Labs.
Mm-hmm. And I think Synergy was able to provide 500 to the city to start with, and we'll see those numbers rise hopefully over the next days and weeks. We also had someone asking about the inmates right now and how many confirmed cases we've had there. Sheriff Sam Cochran said yesterday that we now have two corrections officers that have tested positive for COVID-19. He made the first announcement on Tuesday that one corrections officer and one inmate had contracted the virus. Yesterday, he had more information, so now two corrections officers, and sheriff also said that there are two or three confirmed inmates with coronavirus. One is in the hospital. The others are being quarantined. I believe that eight were showing signs of possibly having COVID-19. They are currently being isolated as they've been tested for coronavirus. So that's something we got to keep an eye on as well, because You know, if it gets into the jails, it's tough to isolate that.
That's for sure. And with those 9 Mobile police officers showing COVID-19 antibodies, 7 firefighters, we worry about it getting into public safety and what that means as well. All right, 7:40, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product, Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, still have a great ride across the Bayway from Daphne, Spanish Fort. Accident-free conditions continue, finding heavier traffic at Government and 65, but from Demetropolis, Hillcrest, Navius, and also along Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt, 65, no major backups or delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well, including lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. And Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Nappy time. Nappy time. That's right.
It's time to vote for all of your favorite bars, restaurants, musicians, doctors, artists, media folks, and just about everything else in Lamyap's 18th Annual Reader's Choice Awards.
Log on to VoteNappies.com to get started.
Open voting runs now through April 15th in the nomination period. Then on May 6th, the finalists in each category will be revealed, and you can vote to help us decide the best of the best in such exciting categories as Best Overall Restaurant, Mobile and Baldwin's Most Quintessential Residence, plus new categories like Best Vasectomy Doc or Mobile Bay's Cutest Dog.
Aww.
Remember, your favorites must make it to the finals to win, so be sure to go to VoteNappies.com during the nomination period. You can vote once per hour per category. Also in this issue, news, commentary, and reviews you've come to expect from Alabama's largest weekly newspaper. And coming March 18th through the 24th, the most delicious week of the year, Mobile Bay Restaurant and Cocktail Week. Find out more at MobileBayRestaurantWeek.com. And as always, thanks for helping keep Mobile funky.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Another question that a lot of people have is, hey, when are those checks coming in, the one-time payments? Christine Roman from Westwood One with more.
They should be hopefully starting to get direct deposited in the next few weeks. Small business loans, there's a lot of money for small business. The government is really encouraging people to go out there and apply for these loans so that you can keep your workers on. The government will pay you to keep your business open and to keep your workers on for the next few months. And those applications start today.
I see how that works, as well as another jobless numbers report to come in this morning. It was 3 million plus last week. We'll see what it's going to be today. More details on the way. And we'll check news from Channel 5 coming up next.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 70% of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Mobile County are in people younger than 65. This number comes from data released by the Mobile County Health Department on Wednesday. We also learned one quarter of the confirmed cases in the county are in the 36695 zip code, which is West Mobile. 16 first responders have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies in Mobile. Public Safety Director James Barber announced Wednesday 9 Mobile police officers and 7 firefighters tested positive. Those confirmations come from blood testing kits recently acquired by the city. The tests detect the presence of antibodies produced in response to a COVID-19 infection. Part of Highway 59 in Baldwin County will soon be getting an upgrade. The Alabama Department of Transportation will begin resurfacing over 5 miles of the highway from East 29th Avenue to County Road 12 in Foley. Work is expected to start April 6th. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, we reported that former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa had been fully cleared for competition after suffering a broken and dislocated hip in mid-November. Well, Tua went on SportsCenter on ESPN yesterday and confirmed that he's feeling 100%.
I feel as normal as can be. I feel like if I had to go out there and perform same way I did my sophomore year and my junior year, being 100% healthy, I mean, I feel like I'd be able to go out there and do that.
Tua recently released several clips of him practicing on his social media page. Because of the restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic, Tagovailoa has been unable to meet with NFL teams face-to-face, but he has been able to meet with teams virtually.
It's awesome that I have this opportunity, though, in front of me, being able to talk to all these teams, having these teams show interest in me. But then you just never know where the cards could turn out.
Tua is expected to be a top pick in this month's NFL draft, but his recovery from the hip injury may make some teams stay away. The draft is scheduled to begin on April 23rd. The New Orleans Saints organization will reportedly conduct their part of the draft from a brewery. ESPN reports that the Saints have set up their team headquarters in the new Dixie Brewing Company facility in New Orleans East. The brewery is owned by team owner Gail Benson. It's currently closed to the public. Saints coach Sean Payton said that the team is prepared to stay at the brewery through the draft if needed. He said staff members are following all CDC guidelines, with only about 6 to 7 people on site and spread out from one another in a big boardroom. Each day, everyone takes their temperature when they arrive, and everyone else that's not essential joins the discussions via video conference, including scouts and position coaches. In tennis, the All England Club officially announced yesterday that the 2020 Wimbledon tournament, which was scheduled for June 29th through July the 12th, has now been canceled. The only other times that Wimbledon's been canceled was during World War I and World War II. In golf, the 2020 British Open will be canceled because of the pandemic. The Open Championship was scheduled to be played at Royal St. George's in July. The Masters, which was scheduled for next week, and the PGA Championship, which has been scheduled for next month, have also announced postponements, but no future dates. Wimbledon and the Open join a host of other events that have been postponed or canceled. The 2020 Olympics in Tokyo and the Kentucky Derby were among the biggest events that have been postponed. The NCAA canceled all winter and spring championships, including the men's and women's basketball tournaments, while the NBA, NHL, MLB, and Major League Soccer have all suspended their seasons. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, coming up, we'll check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, plus Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next hour, and Rob Holbert from Landyap.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon readings around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
Up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:51 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, and we talk about all the things you can't do in the state right now with the governor's rules. Let's talk about things you can do with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go see them and get the gear that this man uses, Captain Bobby, when he heads to the water, and that's where we find him right now. Good morning.
He'll fix you up with what we're using right now, too. I can tell you that. I've seen it in the store, and he's got them there.
You know, usually we do this in the flip side. Usually we talk about the fishing, how it's been, and talk about all that, and then you tell us what you're using. Let's flip it around. What are you using? What are you throwing?
Well, it's either been topwaters or voodoo shrimp under a cork, and we've had great success with both of them. The period of that topwater bite, what's been fun about it, when we had that cloud cover, a little bit of wind earlier in the week, it lasted well up into the morning. And we got a little bit of cloud this morning, but anyway, it's a little choppier, not like you, so everything's been a voodoo under a cork. But those are the two things that I've got tied on every rod, and both have been very effective. I mean, the fish are chewing right now. We had some storm systems and stuff come through earlier in the week, and it got that west wind kind of screws up some of the sound area, which is the only place that's got any decent water still. But man, this wind's clocked back around out of the north the last few days, and it's just been a whack fest. I'm telling you, it's really, really been one of the better springs that I can remember in a long time.
Okay, so now we talk. First of all, I'm going to get a little more intricate here. So, voodoo shrimp, for somebody who hasn't been out there with you, throwing these, what size, what color? These are artificial shrimp, y'all, but I mean, what color and size are you throwing?
Well, I use the little ones, the baby ones, which are the smallest ones they make. And, you know, the color seems to be, I use chartreuse, but the color doesn't really seem to matter a whole lot. It's just that's what I don't have the luxury of being able to, you know, keep changing colors and stuff. So I go with the chartreuse, and it just seems to work in all water conditions. The pearl white with the chartreuse tail doesn't do too bad. You know, and some of the natural colors, which I think are probably not going to work as well right now because you've still got some of this muddy water we were talking about. So I would say something right now, at least with chartreuse or white and chartreuse, is going to get it done when the water color is the way it is right now.
Okay.
You know, and again, talking about muddy water, if you keep up with the river stages like you and I do, and I know a lot of the listeners do, you'll see that the Tom and the Alabama both are out of flood now, and it's been a while since we've had both of them at the same
months.
Time out of flood.
Months.
Months. And Barry is going to should go out of flood by Monday, I think is what I saw. It's crested at around 8 feet right now. So, you know, with all that said, that's going to free up some more area. When we get Barry under 7 feet, that starts to clear up the area back towards Dolphin Island Bridge and even some of the stuff on the lower end of the bay and even the Gulf beaches, you know. So you're going to have a lot more opportunities right now, particularly with this east wind and northeast wind we've been having. The sound's been the place to be, you know. So we're just finding, I mean, true transitional fish. You know, these are fish that are, you know, out of the mouths of creeks, on the points of little points of the banks, mouths of the creeks, over shell, over grass, that kind of thing. And you know, you can't just go to a spot, you know, I'm doing the air quotes here, a spot. You got to really kind of, like I did this morning, we ran for a few minutes before I even decided where we were going to start, because I saw some bait activity. And, you know, like you and I were just talking about off the air, it's just as fast as you can get it in the water right now, all the way around the boat, you know. So it's been a lot of fun, man. I love catching these, you know, spawning schools of fish. They're just, they're so hot, they're ready to eat, they're unmolested, you know, except for the few porpoises we just came through here. Other than that, they're ready to chew.
Hey, what about what you're seeing on the water here with the quarantine going on, the social distancing? Are you seeing more people out fishing, less? Is it normal? What are you seeing?
I'd say considerably less, you know, and again, it's, you know how I fish. I've been social distancing for 40 years, yeah. You know, trying to get away. So I normally don't have too big of an issue even when it is crowded. But I would say even at the ramps and stuff, it's not been quite as crowded as I would normally expect during a spring break period like this. But, you know, and again, plenty of water to fish, you know, too. So it's available out there.
What and you're fishing shallow water, it sounds like. I mean, you're fishing corks.
Incredibly. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting up while we're talking, I'm looking at my bottom machine. I'm standing on the stern of the boat, and I'm seeing my bottom machine bounce around between 1.4 and 1.6 right now. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm talking shallow here.
Real shallow.
You know, that's what I tell the guys. If they fall out of the boat, fall out feet first. Don't dive, I can tell you that.
All right, let's talk about this. If somebody wants to get a trip booked with you, are you taking bookings now?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, knock on wood, we're still able to fish. So, yeah, just go to 18fishing.com. I'm going to have some cool pictures and video from the trips today and a couple of the trips earlier in the week up there on the Facebook page, too.
Can't wait to see them. All right, Captain Bobby, get back to it, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, old buddy. Now, give them turkeys a chance, all right?
I will, yes. I know you like it. I'll be trout fishing soon. Don't worry. I'll be coming to see you. Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need to go fishing, just like Captain Bobby. Or, yeah, if you head in the woods, chase a turkey, they got that gear as well. Check them out. Plus, a lot of gift items, great selection of running shoes, all that in the McCoy Outdoor Company store just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. All right, coming up next hour, Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to join us shortly, and we're going to talk, because he's a sailor, retired Navy, about the aircraft carrier that has all these cases of COVID-19 on board. The captain wanted to remove the people, put them on the island of Guam. You've got that situation there. Then let's talk maritime. You've got the order going out yesterday that the Coast Guard says, hey, if you're a cruise ship and you've got cases of COVID-19, they're going to stay on the ship and you're going to treat them there. Think about that situation going on. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. And take your calls next hour at 343-0106.
Also, latest unemployment numbers in for this week. And, well, it's a grim picture. We'll give you an update when we get back.